this month, universities said goodbye to graduating seniors in unusual ways. BPR takes us to UNC Asheville's English graduation. On May 9th, Professor Lori Horowitz, head of the English department, said goodbye to her students.
I have the pomp and circumstance theme music. Do you hear that?
The department graduation was held over Zoom. Each professor gave some final advice, and then many of the students expressed their thanks to the department. Alyssa Vincent transferred to UNC Asheville her sophomore year.
Thank you to this department for really giving me above and beyond what I expected in a bachelor's degree.
Just a few weeks earlier, Horowitz's creative nonfiction class invited BPR to join its final session. The last 6 weeks of the class were hosted via Zoom. Many students left campus to go to their parents' homes, while a few stayed in off-campus apartments around Asheville. Each class, the students were given a prompt and then wrote a response in about 5 minutes. The themes of the prompts changed once COVID-19 canceled classes, explains Horowitz.
After we got on Zoom and remote learning, I decided to do pandemic prompts that would lead them to places to think about the present moment.
The students agreed that being able to meet twice a week helped during the stay-at-home orders. Student Charlie Smith explains from their apartment in Asheville.
Being able to meet with the same classmates that I grew to really like to be around and talk to has really been grounding.
Horowitz shares the prompt from the final class.
In 5 years, when I look back at the quarantine, I'll remember ...
Here's some of Smith's response.
I'll remember my roommates. I'll remember how I had to relearn how to live with them. I'll think about how I had to reconceptualize what it was like to live with people in general. That I had to take breaths before I said things. That I needed to understand the phrase very well. That was then, this is now.
Senior Nathaniel Marshall shared his response.
In 5 years, when I look back on quarantine, I'll laugh at the tree that swayed and creaked outside my bedroom, the one that in daydreams fell on my room at the most helpless of times. The trunk would snap as relationships ended on sour notes over the phone. The canopy drooped as I sobbed in the pillow, heaving and socially distant. In 5 years, I'll wonder if that trunk still hadn't snapped or if the roots kept hold of the ground.
Marshall was one of just 3 seniors in the class. He says this season of life isn't working out as he expected.
There's a lot of transition going on. It feels weird. I'm my lease is up, and I have to find a new place with no income now, and I got to find a job. It's just kind of a mess.
Senior Sarah Lukendor was in Davidson during the class. She says she's lucky to already have a remote job.
If I had to move somewhere for a job or that kind of thing, that would be very stressful for me right now.
In her response, Lukendor said she was thankful for time to slow down.
There are so many sounds I've gotten used to, the car horns, church bells, and screeching tires, and I'll remember how nice it was to listen to just nature for once.
At the end of the Zoom graduation, Professor Horowitz gave them this advice.
Follow your heart, take risks, and to travel. And those are the things that made a difference for me.
She hopes the students will be able to travel again soon. UNC Asheville currently plans to host an in-person graduation for students in August. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.